Developed by experienced professors and professionally narrated for easy listening, this course is a great way to explore the subject of college-level physics. The audio is focused and high-yield, covering the most important topics you might expect to learn in a typical undergraduate physics course. The material is accurate, up-to-date, and broken down into bite-sized chapters. There are quizzes and key takeaways following each chapter to review questions commonly tested and drive home key points. Here are the main topics we'll be covering. Kinematics, the study of motion. Two-dimensional kinematics. Newton's laws of motion. Circular motion and gravitation. Work and energy. Momentum and collisions. Statics, torque, and rotational motion. Fluid statics and dynamics, temperature and gas laws, heat and heat transfer, thermodynamics, oscillatory motion and waves, electrical charges and electrical fields, electric potential and electric energy, electric current and circuits, magnetism, light and optics, and quantum physics. We will conclude the course with a 200-question practice test. Also included is a follow-along PDF manual containing the entire text of this audio course, as well as all images, figures, and charts we'll be discussing. To get the most out of this course, we recommend that you listen to the entire audio once while following along in your PDF manual, then go back and listen to areas you found challenging. Now, let's get started. The intention of this course is to cover all the major topics one would learn in a typical college physics course. Physics is the study of the physical attributes of matter and energy. Matter can consist of small particles and large objects, as small as subatomic particles or as large as planetary bodies and other celestial bodies. Regardless of size, everything must follow specific physical laws and principles, which will be uncovered by you as you study the material in this course. There are also mathematical aspects of the nature, applicable forces, and seemingly invisible energies involved in physical structures that will be clearly explained as part of this course. While there is mathematics involved in the study of physics, the topics we will cover can be understood in both mathematical and non-mathematical ways. Chapter 1 in the course introduces the subject of kinematics, which is the study of the motion of objects without regard to the object's masses and without the consideration of the particular forces that may have caused the movement of the objects. Objects are always in motion, even if they do not appear to move, as there is the continuous vibrations of molecules and atoms that make up the object. In this chapter, we will look at the basics of movement, including velocity, acceleration, and the acceleration of a body that is free-falling on Earth. The focus of Chapter 2 is the motion of an object in two dimensions. Many things do not simply go in a straight line or in an up-and-down fashion. These include celestial objects in orbit, automobiles that travel around a curve, and the arcing of a ball. There are different equations and different vectors that apply to these types of movements which need to be studied and memorized. Three-dimensional kinematics is very similar to two-dimensional kinematics, except that the X, Y, and Z axes are part of this discussion. All of the same physics principles you will learn in the course apply to motion in more than one direction, allowing for more types of situations involving the motion of objects to become solvable. Chapter 3 looks into Newton's laws of motion, as well as applications of these laws. It goes further in the discussion of motion to outline things like friction, drag, and elasticity when it comes to motion. Chapters 1 and 2 will involve just a discussion of motion in its purest form, without an understanding of the forces behind the motion. What necessarily follows in Chapter 3 is a discussion of dynamics, which are the forces that affect the movement of the different objects and systems. It turns out that Newton's laws are the foundations of the study of dynamics. The laws were uncovered in 17th century, but still apply today on Earth as well as in space. They apply to the study of classical mechanics, meaning that they apply to speeds less than light and sizes of objects greater than molecules. Chapter 4 in the course deals with uniform circular motion.